The bands, B-A-N-D-S, that have been wrapped around you will be broken tonight.
Yes, sir.
Lord, God. And you'll be able to decree, let's put the dollar check, loose man, let me go. God, yeah. Let me go to live the life, God, I see in the word. Yeah. All the blessings I see in God's word. Yeah. I've been looking at them for 35 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't really fully experienced them, but I've been seeing them. Yeah. And I cry sometimes. But no, you're not going to cry this time. You're going to step in. Step in. Step in. God is establishing, I'll get back in a minute, but God is establishing a new division of believers. Designed to show the world he's exactly who he says he is.
Yes.
He said, God told me I'm going to use a massive remnant.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
God, that's the way he talks. A massive remnant. I'm going to use a massive remnant to get this across. That's style knowledge. I'm going to use a massive remnant. A massive remnant. That's 500. I'm going to use a massive remnant. And you're part of that remnant. Just touch somebody. Just touch them lightly and tell them I'm part of that remnant. Tell them I'm going to get this thing. I'm gonna get this. Thing. Yeah, this thing belong to me, huh? Huh? I feel anointing moving in. You're not here concealing mandre fosca. You're not here by accident. You came to this meeting because you have put some purpose before God. And now God want to fulfill that purpose in your life that you can enjoy the full benefit.
Yes, sir.
Watch what happened here. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, that's way out there. I mean, that's out there. See, that's how I say you got to go out there. Nevertheless, see, we've done all we know what to do. But now, at your word, we're going to let down the net. See, you got to ram a word. See, some of y'all missed the ram of word. Yeah, because the person you talked to didn't understand what you were talking about, and they put another word in and diluted it. See, God told you you're going to do something, and even sometimes you can go to a slew-foot preacher who don't understand. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about it. He don't understand, and here God have told you something at a higher level than him. Because you've been studying and praying, he's been shucking and playing. And so you're in a different. Ah! There's a whole lot of people in the body of Christ smarter than some preachers, and deeper in the spirit than preachers. It don't take much to be a performing preacher. All you got to do is watch three or four reality shows. You can come out here and make it look real. But when Revelation start walking, you beyond that point. Say, supernatural money cometh
to me
now. Don't forget to keep saying that.
Yes, sir.
Because it's there. Listen, it's there. It's there by stockpiles because the church have not availed themselves to walk in that manner of living. The church think humming is having less. What God said about humming and meekness? Blessed are the meek that do what? The whole earth. What do you say about humble yourself? Under the mighty hand of God, what do you do?
Come on, help us. Help us with that.
Yes, sir.
Line. I'm going to say this and I'm going to go further. Humbleness and stupidity does not spell a lack. They're two different words. Now, y'all sit down so I can see some of you people. Sit down. I know it's hard, but try to sit down. I'll let you get back up in a little while. Listen. From a ram of word, We're going to verse 6 now. From a rhema word. From a rhema word. Falling through on a rhema word. In fear and trembling. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and their net break. And I always tell my partners who connected with me, read the rest of it. I'm not going to read the rest of it tonight. But you connected with the right man or the right woman, the right ministry. Partners go, when the ship full, partners are called to get their ship full. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to read one verse over that. Matthew chapter 17. And then we're going to start walking through this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all won't say nothing. You're missing out. I always told a congregation that I minister to, especially when I feel anointing here. When I actually do something, do it because it's going to open your spirit wider. That you can receive, and then we get 100% participation by the Holy Ghost. We'll do some things up in here. The Holy Ghost looking for participators.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Men on
it. All right, now you're ready for this, because now, remember I told you, you're going to have a shifting in your thinking.
Yes, sir.
I read in Luke 5 to bridge the understanding of why this man was able to do what instruction will be given to him now. He understand how to follow a rhema of words. He understand that no financial situation is impossible.
Hallelujah.
No financial status in this room is impossible.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
there's nowhere in the financial world you can't go. Y'all hearing me? But you're going to have to follow shocking instruction.
Yes.
See, you can't get settled with what you know.
Yes.
Always be open for a higher word.
Glory.
Put yourself in a position that you don't just know the scripture, but the scripture know you. Are you listening to me? And that God knows whatever he saith to you. I like this scripture. That's when they changed that water to wine. John 2:5. Whatever he saith to you, do it. That's what turned water into wine. You keep sowing, God. $250. That's what turned water into wine. That's what turned the little bit you have to a whole lot.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
See, now the Holy Ghost brought that up. Now you got to be willing. We're about to read this, but you got to be willing to understand that instruction has a process.
Yes.
What we're about to read, I think, is a 7-step process in one verse.
Yes.
And all of it is asinine. According to your natural mind.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Yeah.
The reason some things haven't been working for you, you're too normal.
Come on, Apostle. Amen. Yes, sir.
You know your next move.
Yeah. Come on, I hear you. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You got to get out there.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Whew.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know your next move.
That's
when God
is
going to take you places you can't explain.
Yeah.
My life, I tried, but I can't explain it.
Yes, sir.
I've been married 44 years, happily married.
Yes, sir.
My wife and I both are still going strong. Neither one of us on medicine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
My children, I have 3 sons and a daughter. My 3 sons are here.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 sons and a daughter that is totally committed to the Lord and totally submitted to me and mom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They're not flawless.
Yeah.
They're not flawless children, but they're not going to disrespect us.
Yes, sir.
I got three grown men with me right now, three sons, and I can tell them, let's walk to the moon.
Yeah.
They are not going to fight. They're not going to be disrespectful.
Yes, sir.
They're not going to disrespect you.
Yeah.
Because to the elder, they say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. That's right.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, thank
sir.
You, sir.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
You see? That's the goodness of God. I couldn't do it myself. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all.
Come on,
sir. You're not hearing everything coming out of my mouth. You're not hearing it. I'm trying to say something to you.
Yes.
I'm trying to say God is good everywhere.
Yes, sir.
But it does not, listen to me, but it does not come automatically.
Yes, sir.
Now, your money better say it just like I heard it. I'm trying to say something, but I better say it just. Your money is moving right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me say it another way, because I don't know if you heard this. What is it? Your financial scenario is changing as I speak.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
These words I'm speaking out of my mouth.
Yes.
It's not the words of an imposter. It's the word of an apostle.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
Yes, sir.
So I'm actually speaking over your finances right now.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what condition you're in. God, just like God don't have no respect of person, he don't have no respect of situation.
Yes, sir.
He can change anything.
Yes, sir.
You need to have one Red Sea experience in your finances.
Yeah.
Just one. It'll wipe everything out. One Red Sea. Just split down the middle of every bill and every lack you have, every limitation. That's a Red Sea experience. How many of y'all want a Red Sea experience in your finances? If the person next to you didn't hold their hand up, just find you another road. You don't sit there too dumb. Don't sit side that person. Don't sit side that person, man. Leave. How many of y'all know something about taxes? Especially if you got to pay something back. Watch this. I received y'all. Watch this. Come on, sit down. Matthew 17:27. Start off with three words connected together. Not with standing.
Wow.
Look at me. I'm about to say something. Here's what the Lord's saying. I'm not gonna stand for you to stay in the same plan. I'm not going to stand for you to live in the same financial position before you came to this meeting. No, I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to show you what to do, and you're going to move immediately and get results. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Now watch these shocking instructions. But the shocking instruction, I told you have shocking instruction. You got to follow shocking instruction. But God knows how to prepare you for shocking instruction.
Yeah. Wow.
Peter already prepared for this.
Yeah.
A regular person, a regular church member couldn't follow this.
Mm-hmm.
See, my job is to go around the world and prepare people for shocking financial instructions. So I share my testimony. My testimony is shocking. All my family members was just workers. All my dad and my brothers, all of them just working and living from paycheck to paycheck. I haven't looked at a check in 20 years.
Glory.
Tell you a secret. I really don't need it.
Yeah.
But the checks keep on coming.
Yeah.
And you hold on to the one check, you fighting with the hold it till the wind blow. The wind blow. My wife, when I called my wife and told her I quit my job, my wife is still on the job. Watch this now. Here's a miracle. I lost my wife's check. I'm trying to get up a little bit and trying to get from the big pen, big BIC. I want to get another pen. You know I'm supposed to have a better pen than a big. Yeah. So I'm going to shop now to get some little pen that was up the line. Now, you know, I collect my blanc now, but I was going to get this little pen, and I messed around and lost the check. My wife's name is Carolyn Thompson.
Yeah.
Carolyn Ann Thompson. The lady who found the check, name is Carolyn Ann Thompson.
Wow.
So she could have either went, cash the check.
Yeah.
That's right.
He called my wife and said, I'm Carolyn Ann Thompson. I got your check. Y'all want to meet me somewhere to pick it up? And the Lord spoke to me and my wife. Because we're coming out, we're just venturing out. The Lord said, that's the way I roll.
Yeah.
Man, that's impossible. For somebody with your same name to find a check and find you and call you up and tell you come get your check.
Yeah.
Man, I'd have cashed that check.
Yeah.
You know, we quicker to say, this the Lord, yeah. I done found this check with my name on it. This sure enough the Lord. You see, money coming to me now. But it was the Lord showing us in any scenario, any situation. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
I'll handle this for you. I'll handle it for you. Now look, let's read this. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, in Matthew 17:27. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea. Look, isn't that this instruction?
This is crazy.
It's crazy. And cast and hook. And take up the fish that first coming. Now, this money coming here, y'all. Y'all know that, huh? That first coming up. And when, and I think this is a scenario of money coming.
Yeah.
I was reading this one day, and I leaped, boy. I said, Lord, this money cometh, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, money cometh has the ability to dive in waters that the average person can't swim in and come up with fish. That's why you need to keep saying it. In 20-something years, it never lost its power.
Yeah.
We can pull the lever right now, and a tangible anointing will come in here.
Yes, sir.
Because it's for the body of Christ to get out of their crisis.
Right, right.
There's too many Christians in money crisis.
Right. Yeah.
Money crisis call for miracles.
Yeah.
You're not going to get out the system unless you walk in some miracles.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not going to work your way out the system.
No way.
And where I'm talking about, it can't come through a handout. It has to be a consistent flow. Consistent flow. Can you see yourself with a consistent flow? No, I'm not talking about from no job. I'm talking about a supernatural flow that is occurring along with your faith. A flow from your God. Do you have a God? Do your God have anything? How this man talking to a man, notwithstanding, lest we should offer them, go down to the sea and cast a hook. Step one. Take up the fish that's first coming up. Step two. See, you could stop at the hook. Oh. Now, listen to this order. Now, this man is a professional fisherman. have looked in probably tens of thousands of fish mouths and cut them and never found a quarter. You've been looking in the wrong place. You've been looking in the natural for your money, and your money acts in the supernatural in places that you would never thought that God was going to bring it through. You won't even look in there. You keep looking in your same hole. But after the night, I'm looking everywhere. I got expectation. Wait. Let me give you a point now. You ready? You ready, right? Expectation is a master key to manifestation. But not normal expectation. The psalmist said, my expectation is from God. Not from no company.
Right.
You might use them as an instrument. They're not going to give him enough no way.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'll slap some points on you now after I read them. I'm going to go fast too. Notwithstanding, if you should offer, offend them, go down to the sea, cast a hook, take up the first fish that cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, what instruction? Thou shalt find a piece of money. Peter just opened his mouth. All right. Did you see the money in the mouth? Peter said, all right, open up,
yeah,
fish.
Yeah.
Peter stuck his hand down there.
Yeah.
Stuck his hand down that fish's throat.
Yeah.
Said, you got some money in here. God said, you got some money here. You don't want to stick your hand down a fish's throat. That's what the problem is. You say this is not normal ground. You want something that the system have set up for you and have calibrated for you. But God ain't not gonna work by this system. God wants you to stick your hand down the fish mouth. Talk about how nasty it is. Stick your hand down there. I don't care. If you come out with some money, stick your hand down there. Y'all too cute. Think about your nails and all that. My nails. I don't want to mess my nails up. Man, you better start thinking. You can get you some new nails. You can get you a new wig, too. You can stick your hand. Boy, you better stick your hand down up there. Come on, go ahead. Stick your hand out. I want you to make it. Stick your hand out of the fish mouth. Hold it in there. Hold it in there. Feel around for the money. Don't be afraid. The money there. The money in there. Hold your hand out in there. Now, keep your hand out there. And I want you to say this. I'm not coming up.
Empty-handed,
no more. Shout to God. And tomorrow, I want you to remind yourself, my hand is in the fish mouth. Only you will understand what you're saying, you see. You understand what you're saying. I'm going somewhere where God sent me. The man of God told me my money is also in the fish mouth. Now, what we say, see, we're not, oh, sinongista. We're not talking about a normal fish.
Yes.
There are some places God going to tell you put your hand.
That's
going to be the fish mouth.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be a strange place.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Your normal financial living is over. Because you're going to be constantly putting your hand in the fish mouth. Now, I'll tell you a secret the Holy Ghost just brought up. My mailbox has become the fish mouth.
Yeah.
Every time I stick my hand in the mailbox, something come out. May your mailbox. Let me say this. May your mailbox become the fish mouth. I'll be ready to receive something. You ready? Receive it.
You ready? You ready? Yeah, you ready? You ready, boy? Good God Almighty! I received some. That's $500 check. Yeah, she was ready to receive some.
Yes, sir.
You ready? So this is like a sophisticated woman here. You ready? Look at it. Receive that.
Glory.
Ladies? Ladies. Let me talk to these ladies. Your purse becomes the fish mouth tonight. I'm just saying what I hear the Holy Ghost say. You will never again look in your purse and not find what you're looking for. For the Lord has spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah. I receive, ma'am. That $250 check I receive. Yeah, I know. I understand. I understand. You know what's about to happen to you, right? Huh? You don't know what she got there.
Yeah.
She took it like a woman do. You don't know what she got. She got something the average person couldn't get. She took it like a woman. Why are you tearing? You got some money? I'll receive. You got more than you give me. That's the way it's supposed to be, though, baby. That's right. Oh, my goodness. You might get slapped. You might. Chew my knee, sucker. They say you open his mouth and thou shalt find a piece of money that take and give unto them for me. So those two scriptures are powerful. Now, I want y'all to write this down. Sit down. Because there's a twin tower that go with this first statement I made. So expectation is a master key to manifestation. The word of God is the master key to expectation. Uh-huh. Now, come on, right, because I'm going to read a few things off to you that the Spirit of God said. To our conciliamonia. Y'all receiving so good, man. You are being called to live in the revelation of supernatural money. Those texts I read is a subpoena to your spirit and a renewed mind from this night forward to live in supernatural money. Have expectation that all your desire and all your dreams will be fulfilled real soon. You've been set up to pay cash for calls out of your purse. My wife paid for a whole lot of stuff out of her purse. When my wife pulled a pen and our checkbook out of her purse, anything might be bought.
Yeah.
Because the bank is not stupid enough to refuse any one of my checks. My checks can't bounce.
Yes, sir. Come on.
If they're going to bounce, they're going to bounce up.
Yeah.
The bank has instruction. I'll leave you. Yeah. If a check happened to come here and we haven't took the money and switched it over and you send my check back, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And you don't want millions leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have good bank sense. If any of y'all in the concert, that don't make no sense to mess around with somebody. Yes, ma'am. That makes zero sense. Y'all still with me?
Yes.
All right, let me give you another instruction. Many will say, write this down, it is not there. They will never see it or experience it, but you will. Many will say, you know, that what you're doing don't make sense. God told you to do it. They say, it's not going to happen there. Don't pay them no mind. They'll never experience it.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So here's what the Lord says. For right now, I'm switching you to live on another level.
Hallelujah.
A level you and your family have never seen before.
Yeah.
Come on, wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me. Wave your hand. Wave your hand at me. You don't want me to close now. You don't want me to close now. No matter what you have tried to become financially free, mm-hmm. know this, that your time has come for you to be walking with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's settled. Never permit your mind to meddle with this decision, for I will take you all away this time.
Ah.
Wave your hand at me. I'll take you all away this time. I will take you all away this time. I will take you all away this time. I will take you all the way this time.
Yes,
I will take you all the way this time.
Yes, sir.
This is your all the way time.
Yes, sir.
Oh!
Hey!
Somebody got to holler, man, because get it heavy up in here. You're going all the way this time.
All the way.
All the way.
All the way
out. All the way. All the way out and all the way in. Understand my language now.
Yeah.
All the way out. And all the way in. Not just barely getting out, you're going all the way in. Hebrews 12. Look, son, come here. Hebrews 12, 22 to 24. All right? That's what I want you to read. And you take the case and get a verdict on it, a decision and a judgment. You're off the battlefield, you're in the courts of heaven.
Yes, sir.
That's your case. I'll speak to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
That's your case.
Yes, sir.
When you take it, I'm going to take it too.
Yes, sir.
Get a verdict. Remember that woman in the 18th chapter of Luke? Huh?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
She's talking to the unjust judge.
Yes, sir.
She was getting a verdict.
Huh? Yes, sir.
She's getting a verdict, right?
Yes, sir.
She never talked to her adversary.
Right,
when you get a verdict out of the court of heaven, you need to never talk to you. Did y'all write the scripture down?
Yes.
I'm sharing with him. I know his case.
Yeah.
But the Lord telling you, Hebrew, I'm going to tell you one more time. Hebrews 12, 22 through 24. If you need a verdict for your children, you need a verdict for your business, if you need a verdict for your health, whatever verdict you need, a verdict, a judgment, and a decision that is not natural. And then when the gavel of the coat of heaven is wrapped and you have spent enough time up there with the spirit of just man made perfect, God, the judge of all, and a numerous company of angels are in that court. There's 12 thrones around it.
Yeah.
The reason that we're not winning a lot of battles is we're fighting on the battlefield.
Right.
Without a verdict.
Yeah. That's apostolic.
This world is against us.
Yes, sir.
We have to go to higher courts.
Yes.
Then come back and just say it.
Yes.
Then come back and just say it.
Yes.
Then come back and just say it.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. I call it a win. He got a big case. He got to get. He been trying to mess up a smart man. I call it a win. I'm gonna say a word. You got to help me with it.
Bureaucratic.
Yeah, I'm getting him out of bureaucratic traffic. And I'm putting him on the Apostolic Expressway. The lawyers, if they don't get right, the lawyer's going to be confused and the judge.
Yeah.
He'll come back and tell a testimony. There's a $5,000 check.
Yes,
the lawyers and the judge will be confused. You want me to finish telling you a few more things?
Yes, sir.
Well, get up and dance a little bit. I don't believe I'm going to see. I'm going to see if you heard something. I'm going to see if you heard this. Listen, sit down. Write this down. I'm getting drunk. I don't know whether I'm in Gonzales or Houston. I done stepped in a new dimension of ministry. When I was about to land in a multi-million dollar jet paid for. I prepared, I do a lot of praying and preparing all the time for God's work. And it seemed like God said, this ain't going to work. It's time for a shifting in your ministry. Those boys who hang with me, they know there's a shifting here. See, this anointing, God told me to open the school, not so much for the learning, but for the anointing. And it gets stronger and stronger. I was in New York in a basement preaching. My wife were traveling, my boy was too young. I was ministering, and the people were sitting in chairs, and I looked up, everybody was on the floor. I ain't had nobody to minister to. So I just waited till they got back up. The glory came. I sense traces of that same glory right now. That glory which can change your whole story. That glory which can shut down that was bothering you and bring in the rivers of living water that bring healing to every ailment. I sense that been 25, 30 years ago. I sense that same glory here in Spirit of Life in Houston. Houston and New York, that's a few miles apart, you know. Houston and New York, but there's no distance in the spirit of the $500 check. There's no distance in the spirit. No distance. Yes, sir, that's $100. No distance. You see, you cannot function in revelation without impartation. Because revelation without impartation is like the letter without the spirit. I never heard that before. I never heard you. Oh! You heard that? Revelation without impartation is like the letter without the spirit. Revelation have to have some instruction beyond the revelation. Now get this. Moving from dimensions to dominion. Walking in the unseen
that you're trusting my spirit to show you the way. Mm-hmm. See, we're talking about going, what we're talking about now. Merge in the process, and I'll show you how to do the rest. See, now merge. You got to merge. Throw your whole being, your spirit, your soul, and your body. That's what you got to do. And when you merge in the process, don't worry about it. I'm going to show you how to do the rest. Watch what he said. For I'm looking for those who will step off in financial rivers with me.
Wow.
Who am I?
Yes, sir.
Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Rivers too high for you to swim in. Yeah. To your ankle, to your knee, to your waist.
Uh-huh.
Then it's over your head. That's Ezekiel 47. Yeah. For you see tonight, I'm bringing financial healing to everyone under the sound of my voice. The financial sickness and the financial diseases you have gone through will be healed by the rivers tonight. Out of your belly is flowing rivers of living waters just for your finances. I have rivers, just financial rivers. But I have financial rivers. You never heard that. You never heard that. See, when we say out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, we just think spiritual and just think. No. Now the Lord revealed. I just heard it myself, so don't feel bad. The apostle just heard it. Don't you feel bad? But in those rivers of living water, there are rivers of provision. But you're going to have to swim. You can't fish by the creek no more. Once you move into the river, you move into another lifestyle that you can't explain, and some not going to understand. They're going to depart from you because they don't understand it. They can't understand how you can live so good. And then they're more qualified than you.
Yeah.
All of my classmates, I graduated in 1964. All of them distanced themselves from me. They remember when I was in class. I ain't paid attention to nothing. How in the world now can I be outliving all of them? So they departed from me because they don't know what system I'm working on. I feel hot oil going down my head. They don't know where it's coming from. But it's another system. So you can expect after the night to lose a few so-called friends. Because when God blessings start rolling and they can't explain it and they can't hold you back no more, and you're not on that level no more. You done moved to another level, and your God have come through strong for you, and your God have done something for you that you can't do for yourself. They're going to turn their back on you. But don't be afraid. God's got somebody else to walk with you. Somebody on your level. Somebody who caught on to what you caught on. Somebody who understand what you understand. Somebody who have the wisdom you have from God. Don't worry about them. Some of your family members are going to cut you loose. But don't feel bad. You're in the pattern of Jesus. When Jesus' ministry got turned on, his family couldn't understand why he couldn't come out and talk to them. But Jesus said, out there there's one level. In here there's another level. I'm not coming down to your level in a natural relationship level. There's another relationship going on the inside. Miracles, signs, and wonders. People getting delivered on the inside. And you trying to call me back outside just because we got a kinship in the natural. I'm in another level. I'm going to another level. Say it. I heard my word tonight.
I'm on my way to another level. Another level where? Another level in my finances. I once was broke, but now I'm alive. My money is flowing like rivers of living water. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Money coming to me now. The money just keep on coming. Hey! Another spirit done got a hold of me. A stronger spirit. Punching days are over. It's time to swing now. Write that down. Your punching days are over. It's time to start swinging. Knocking out everything that held you back. Knocking out everything that have held you back. Knocking out everything that's been holding you back. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all getting this? Oh, man. Oh, man. Jesus. That's right. Jesus. Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus up in here. About to do something about this stuff. I'm going to give you a few more words to write down. Then I'm going to leave you.
Glory. Glory.
Where your hand at? Put it back in there. Put it back in there. Command your money. Money, I command you to come out. See, take your hand. Take your hand out. See, if you too smart to do that, I can't help you. Go get in your car. And you're going to pass 7 or 8 churches on your way home. Just stop by one of them. This stuff too heavy for you. You still too cute and broke. I like people to follow instruction. Huh? When Joshua was watching around the wall of Jericho, Joshua gives some silly instruction, but they don't know he had instruction before he gave them instruction. The Lord told Joshua, see, I've given you Jericho. So Joshua stood in the same spot long enough to see. He saw Jericho wall fall before they fell. So he stood right there and looked at the wall, and the wall fell. He said, now I'm going to tell the people. Yeah, I've seen it fall. I've seen debt walls fall before they fall. I came out here to tell y'all about it because I saw it in the spirit. Let me prophesy. I saw it in the spirit. All debt walls got to fall. All lack and limitation has to dissipate because the glory of God is on this house tonight. Somebody shout real loud. My people loose. Every debt wall got to fall here tonight. Every shortage got to fall here tonight. Every limitation got to fall here tonight. Every lack got to fall here tonight. Fall. We under the dispensation of grace. We under the dispensation of God's glory. There's no reason we shouldn't be blessed going in and blessed coming out. There's no reason we shouldn't be the head and not the tail. There's no reason we shouldn't be the lender and not the borrower. I don't care if you're from the city. I don't care if you're from the country. I heard the word say you're blessed in the city and you're blessed in the field. Somebody shout in here. Walls are falling. Walls are falling. Walls are falling. Walls are falling. Wow! Wow! Walls are falling. Every wall got to fall. Walls are falling. Lack is falling. Limitations is falling. Debt is falling. Not have enough is falling. Everything is falling. That don't give me a complete life. I take authority tonight in the name of Jesus. And every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess. Debt must bow in this house tonight. Limitation must bow in this house tonight. What I can't have must bow in this house tonight. Oh, Lord, that's an anointing in this house. That's an anointing in this house tonight. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to give you 5 more minutes. Listen. Write this down. Listen to this. You got to listen very carefully now. There's things God said I want you to know. There is always more than enough in every situation. Write that down. Write that down because you need to reread that. See? And listen to me, children. You're getting a multitude of rhema word. Yes. Understand? These words are already done. If you do not have enough, you're tuned in to the wrong channel. Change your frequency. Change what you're transmitting out your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You ready for the next one? Money, all money defeat is over in your life. I repeat, money will never defeat you again. That's what your trip right there, isn't it? Your apostolic kingdom money rights begin to flow and flourish this very moment. Never heard that before, right? Your apostolic. See, the apostolic is to bring the church back to God's original plan. Pastors and prophets, even the prophet, pastor, prophet, evangelist, and teacher should know how to submit when they see a real apostle. Don't try to rub shoulder, man. Submit so you can pick up that anointing. No more depending on Social Security. Receive and act upon God's supernatural money security. Boy, I got a lot of stuff. Y'all got to quit, though. Remember the money test. And I'm going to give you an apostolic word out of here. Remember, the money test is nothing compared to hearing his voice saying, and I heard it, don't settle for less. For I have provided for you to have the best.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
That house you want, there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. That car, these people talk about that, talking about naming and claiming. You doggone right, I'm a naming and claiming. The Bible told me naming and claiming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why not? What you got now, somebody named it for you. And I give you, oh my God, supernatural money supply coming to the body of Christ.
Nobody who really know God will ever deny he's a supernatural supplier of all things. Y'all got me stuck here. Rejoice, for every financial cloud hanging over your head, now turn it into a prosperity rain. Hear me, sister and brother. Your financial cares is not hard for God to turn around into your favor. 2 Kings 4, I don't have time. 2 Kings 4. Her husband did. The creditors. The creditors will turn on you, boy. I had a balloon note on my last jet. It was $5 million. The balloon note. Never. I bust the balloon. I paid it all for the balloon. Boy, you know what? Don't be afraid. If God permits you to take credit. Some of y'all waiting around. I'm going to save up to get in my house. Baby, if God opened the door and give you the okay, go get in the house and enjoy it while you're waiting on the money. That's what I did. It'd have been 3 years before I got my house. I'd have been waiting around that way. I was living in the house 3 years, and I was using their money. See, when you pay them off ahead of time, you're using them. They're not using you. Men going around talking about credit is evil. Why credit can be evil? God say lend. Yeah, I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. So don't you feel bad because you got some credit, you can borrow some money, but just don't borrow in the natural. Now, those of you who have done that, I decree that the Lord help you. You didn't know what you're doing, but I decree that the Lord help you get out of that crack. And then if the Lord tell you to borrow something, he got it on his mind to pay for it.
Come on.
Your name is taken off the financial short list tonight. So much. I'm gonna tell you this. I gotta close. Let me tell you this. Now this is gonna hurt a little bit, but it's the truth. And if you can't handle it right now, just anchor bait it, yeah, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
You can't, that's $100, you can't really live the good life without being rich.
Yeah.
That ain't go over too good. That didn't go. He's trying to tell all of us we can be rich? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. If you don't believe it right, look at 2 Corinthians right now, 8 and 9. If you don't think all of us are going to be rich. Look at Proverbs 10:22, if you want. You don't think all of us can be rich. See, you don't think you can be rich because you've been watching mama them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then grandmother them.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing to do with this system you in. You in a brand new system. You in a brand new family. You in a brand new anointing. You living in a brand. Oh, man, I got to close. Hallelujah. You can't really. See, now, I'm buying herbs. And I got to get organic stuff. I got to go to Whole Foods.
Right.
Whole Foods don't play, boy. Any of y'all ever been to Whole Foods? You better have something in that place when you go to Whole Foods. They ain't messing around. Ain't nothing $3 there, baby. But you see, the reason the Lord taught us about our money first, that we can get what we need to have. See, you're putting all that synthetic stuff in your body, and your body is organic. And so when that synthetic stuff go in your body, organic body, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah, right.
I can't build a kidney that is an organic kidney.
Yeah.
with synthetic pills. These people sell all kind of stuff. They tell you all kind of stuff in it. No, you need to go to the real deal.
Yes, sir.
Anybody can give an imitation about this going to do something for you, this going to do something for you. A lot of time it don't do nothing. The reason you need the proper herbs, I got to close, man. The reason you need the proper herbs, because the herbs are made out the same thing you made out.
Yeah.
You came from earth,
yeah.
And the herb came from earth.
Yeah.
That's why you can't overdose on herbs.
Because
when herbs go in your body, they are at home. And I ain't talking about no Walmart herb.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Right, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got to keep y'all living.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, sit down. Let's give. I'm about to take that out. I got to take Mama somewhere in the morning. Me and Mom going to visit a farm in the morning where they got fresh organic stuff being raised. And we're going to set it up where they can ship me something. About a crates. Because, you know, that juicer, take a lot of stuff to juice, you know. Everybody in here get a juicer. Drink you some carrot juice. Men, you eat a handful of pumpkin seed every morning. Y'all can't stop performing now. This thing just started, man. We just matured enough now to have some fun. My buddy name, I don't know him. I'm going to fly to Torrance, California just to meet him. He's 82 years old, and I heard him say the other night, if his sex life is over, God, come get me. 82. Now y'all matured. We can talk about this. You see what I'm saying? Now here, I'm gonna give his name again. I'm doing this for the body of Christ. Tim Morrow, just like tomorrow. On YouTube. Sit down and listen to the man. Tim is like I am about finances. Tim is about health. But Tim and I both have experience. See, I have the money. I have my health too. But Tim have health and had a 30-something years ago a prostate cancer experience. 5 years he was going to the doctor. Remember that woman with this year blood? 5 years he's going to die. Instead of getting better, he was getting worse. So he decided to take his health in his own hand and find out what makes this body tick. And that's how he became to be a herbalist. And he got compassion. He's not a money monger. I had to tell him, Tim, you need to get some money out of this. Don't let these people be calling you and freeing you hanging on their phone all day. Charge a fee. Guess what happened next week? $45 for half an hour. He took my advice. See, a money man talking to a man who's doing something for the body of Christ, and I know money need to be in there. Yeah, because some of these people waste your time, but when they pay that $45, they're going to listen to every word you say. All right, let's go. You got the envelope? Wow. Oh, man, how long I preach, Montreal? Y'all, what's the matter with y'all? It's 8:45. I already have a $20,000 check in my pocket from this church. Getting that something? All right, let's do it. I know you didn't hear everything I said tonight, right? You get your hand on that material. And, you know, find it. It'll be on LeroyTome.tv, won't it? Everything I preach, we put it on the air free.
Amen.
You can knock yourself out. Play it all night long.
Yeah.
You'll never hear a stop say, send $15. Everything I got, you can hear it 24 hours a day. People of God sowing my ministry. I got people sowing in my ministry all the time. Thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands. Got a girl that just asked us to be our daughter. That girl sold like she had in mind. She sold $200,000 in 2 days. Got a $5,000 check on my desk now. She sent it. I just sent you because I love you. I talked to one of our friends. A friend called her the $29,000 woman. She ain't no $29,000 woman. She's a hundreds of thousands. She said, the day gonna come, I'm gonna walk up to you and put $1 million in your ministry. God told me that some businessmen out there, $24 million in a lump sum was supposed to come in. I got that many years ago. But see, God, yeah, God just trying to get their mind together. They got to get over my flamboyant living. Because I'm not hiding what God do for me just for you to send a check. Need to send the check then because you find out that I'm not faking. Now, Father, thank you for all these precious people who have been in this meeting. We've shared with them the things we believe you laid on our heart. We bless Pastor Skelton and his wife and his family and those who are serving him and helping him get this vision done in this city of Houston. May the money that he sold manifest within 30 days. One person can do that. We thank you that every person that is sown in this ministry tonight, the word that was preached over them will become a manifestation in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love y'all. See y'all next year. Yeah. You got to remind me. Where they at? Send them up. How many? You got four?
Got, yes. Oh, shoot, I forgot the name.
Take your time. Take your time. Because I was supposed to ask you that this afternoon. And boys, y'all make me remember that. Don't let me forget that. Because I want.
Valerie.
Here, come stand here.
Eva.
As you're walking, Eva already on there.
Amen.
Isn't Eva already on there?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
You need two more besides her?
Three more.
Three more besides her.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Adrian. And Jeanette. I need some prayer warriors to go along with all y'all gonna. They'll give you instructions. These are people.
What is it? One. Two, three. My head intercessor is here. She's going to give you all the instruction of how we flow and how we work together. See, even the atmosphere in this service tonight, you got 77 women praying. They come in, they say, online praying. Some of them in here praying. Apostolically, I knew that I needed that type of backup for some of the territories that I break, in. See, that strong anointing sitting on here is those intercessors is looking toward the wall and asking God to let the apostle flow. So that's what I'm asking you girls to do. You read together every day. We do things together. And she, Marta, explained it to you. Marta's a pastor. What state you out of, Marta?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I go to your church here?
April.
On you. I know you're already anointed. You're becoming an apostolic intercessor. So that means your anointing will begin to grow, to flow in other dimensions. So once I lay hand on you, I never laid hand on you before. Once I lay hand on you, your spiritual dimension changes. You may not see it overnight, but when you begin to intercede, you're going to see more in the spirit world. The church have, I'm almost praying in tongues. The church have not understood the office of an apostle. It's not so much the man, but it's the office. And he has to be called by God. He can't take this upon himself and get some credentials. Okay? So I just want you to close your eyes and expect the supernatural.
And I feel a strong anointing, God. Whoa. My goodness. Feel this. Take this home with you, mama. Oh, my goodness. Pow! Jesus Christ. I know y'all got something. You feel it? I feel it right there. It's all in my leg. I feel it, boy. It's strong and strong. You see, they got, it's a strong service. So that's a strong anointing, you see. And then there is such a, you listening? Divine participation in this house. Beautiful spirit. I didn't pick up no bad spirit. I walk out, I just felt men and women say, Apostle, talk to me. I receive it. And that's a glorious position to be in. All right? Now, y'all listen. Y'all listen. And I want y'all to take care of your health. I know he's got a lot of sick people in his house right now. A lot of medicine in here. I tell you now, there's a way out. There's no incurable disease. No such thing. The way that disease got in your body, it went through your mouth. See, you ain't got no bird flu. Ain't no bird never come close to you. That's food flu you got. You can change it. Say, I can change it. Nobody else can change it for me. But I can change it for myself. All right, don't be hard-headed. You can live long. The Bible promises in the 91st Psalm, see, I'll satisfy you with a long life. See, a person live long, but they be all sick, and somebody else got to help them do this, help them do that. No, you want to stay up and keep rolling and do it now. Get yourself straight now. I say, get yourself straight now. Stop depending on medicine. Medicine don't deal with solution. Medicine deal with symptom. And most medicine you're taking are synthetic. It's not organic. So your body say, what is this? So if you got a glucose level that is high, you take that medicine, it's going to take it down. But it ain't did nothing for it. You know why? You're going to take another one tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. And the next day. No condemnation. Revelation. Ask the Lord to help you. Yeah, I feel it too, girl. Just go on fall, girl. Just go on fall. You ain't going to make it. Come on, leg up. Come on, y'all got a scar? Get a scar. All we got to cover those ladies up. So don't feel guilty about your pill, but don't fall in love with it. Because in the long run, you listening? It's going to fail you. Part of your freedom has been taken from you by letting somebody else decide how healthy you're going to be. You must become your own physician. You must know what each part of your body needs and what it does. When you do, you're educating yourself now, and you're not just taking a man, a stranger name. A stranger, what do you take this, take that, take this, take that. A lot of people are killed by their medicine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, 83 years old, never took no medicine, never was sick, hurt his foot, went to the doctor. He put him on two medicine. He had a stroke. Girl, 52 years old, in the prime of her life, bought her a new house, new car, was promoted from Baton Rouge to here in Houston. She got a new house, new car, joined CrossFit, you know, the exercise. Asked her doctor to give her a diet pill. She must have wanted to lose some weight. I wish I'd have got to her first. He gave her a diet pill, or she, I think it's a woman, and her mom was from Louisiana in visitation with her. Her mom said as soon as she took that pill, She hit the floor. She had an aneurysm. They check on the pill after. They should have checked it before. They check on the pill after the pill had been taken off the market. Do you know what you're taking? Do you know what it's doing to you? See, y'all don't talk to me now. But there's no sense being wealthy if you're not healthy. Because you're not going to enjoy it. Some of y'all get mad about your medicine. You talk about your medicine. Tell me, I take my medicine. Take your medicine, baby. But I'm just telling you, there's another way. There's another way for God to wean you off of the world system and put you back on his system. One step at a time. You don't just drop. You get educated first. You follow me? Get educated first. Don't get mad. Just get educated. Read. Yes, ma'am. Healthy and wealthy and happy. Healthy, wealthy, and happy. Say, well, you had this because your mama had it, your grandmother had it. Yeah, y'all been eating the same food. I've been eating with mama now. Mama was cooking. I ate what mama ate. Look, listen. Degenerative disease can be turned around. You ain't got no business inheriting no disease. Disease is not part of your inheritance. I'll see y'all next year.